Thank you, guys. Thanks for coming out. I like a microphone. Otherwise, it's more like, can I take your order? Jedi, Sith, smugglers, and Nerf herders. Thank you guys for coming out this morning. Welcome to my wretched hive of scum and villainy. I'm super excited. I drove in from Amherst this morning, and the drive was beautiful. It's great to be out here. This is actually my favorite time of year. I grew up in Florida, so we have two seasons in Florida. We have hot and hotter, then that's it. So I love being up here with the seasons. I love the fall. I love the change. And my most favorite holiday is right around the corner. Does anyone know? Favorite holiday. What's coming up? Halloween. I love. Does anybody here like Halloween? Any other fans of Halloween? I love Halloween. I love getting dressed up. I am so excited now. My family, I have a daughter, my wife and I, we do like the family thing where we all get dressed up together. So like one year she was Alice and I was Mad Hatter and my wife was Red Queen. And one year she was Tinkerbell and I was a giant weird looking hairy Peter Pan. And my wife was this awesome Captain Hook. So this year I heard the words I have longed to hear for all 7 years of my daughter's life. And it's not I love you, Dad. It was, can we go as Star Wars characters this year for Halloween? I was so, so stoked that she had come up with this idea on her own. It had nothing to do with the fact that Dad was working on a Star Wars book or had subjected her to watching the three original films over and over again for research. Had nothing to do with that. So I was so super excited. Now, I grew up in the 70s, so I dressed up as Luke Skywalker many, many times in the 70s. I would put on my dad's giant shirt. I would put a belt over the shirt. My mom had a yellow broom, and I would unscrew the broom handle because that became my lightsaber, and I would swing it around the house, and my mom would be like, "Get out of the house!" And I'm like, "I'm a Jedi Knight. Don't tell me what to do." So I love dressing up. So now, that was when I was a kid. Now, I'm a man. So I knew exactly who I was going to be. I was going to be the coolest space smuggler in the galaxy who I've looked up to and worshipped since I saw him in 1977. I was going to finally get to dress up as Han Solo and walk around in public as Han Solo. I couldn't wait to get the cowboy holster. I couldn't wait to get the skinny jeans. I couldn't wait to feather my hair back, get my spray tan on. I was so excited. So I'm showing my daughter pictures on the internet. I'm like, now look, I can be Han Solo who's wearing the vest. I could be that Han Solo. I can be the one in Empire Strikes Back who's wearing that cool like blue denim jacket, like that Han Solo, like Rhodey Han Solo. Or I could be Empire Strikes Back Han Solo who's wearing like the cool trench coat. I swear to God, that's what she does. She just goes, "Dad, you're too old to be Han Solo. You should be Obi-Wan Kenobi." My daughter has never seen the prequels, so when she says Obi-Wan Kenobi, she's not talking about Ewan McGregor. She's talking about old, bring him out of retirement, Alec Guinness. That's so the beard. See? Now, see it? I'm growing it out because I'm going to take what I can get. I'll take what I can get, and that's great. So no Han Solo for me. If you guys don't know, besides an author for a Star Wars book, I am an author and an illustrator. Are there any aspiring authors here today? Any authors? Anyone like to write? Very nice. Now, of course, we consume stories in a lot of different ways, right? Not just books, so film. Maybe you're an author for a film screenplay or creating a world for a video game. How about any illustrators? Any illustrators in the audience? Nice. That's good. You're a twofer. Very good. Can you tell me do you know what an author does? Do you know what an illustrator does? Can anyone tell me what an author does? What does an author do? Yes?
He writes.
He writes the book. And the illustrator?
Draws.
That's right. Writes and draws. That's it. It's very complicated. I am both, and I have been doing it for a really long time. This is not only when Star Wars came out for me, But it also happened to be the time that I realized I wanted to be an author and an illustrator. I grew up in South Florida, as I said. Has anyone ever been to Florida? It's hot, and it's filled with old people and lizards. That's all there is in Florida. In fact, I'm convinced the old people move there and then just turn into the lizards, which is why there's so many. They're like, oh, the heat. Oh, this is so much better. Oh, that's good. And then that, like, dewlap thing starts hanging down. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking. So I grew up Florida in the 70s. This drawing is to scale, by the way. I had a gigantic head as a kid. My head was pretty much the same size my head is now, but it was on like a 20. You can see this is to scale, right? My parents thought, man, that kid's head is huge. Maybe if we put really big glasses on him, his head will look smaller, but it didn't work. It backfired. I had this giant, horrible, if anyone grew up in the 70s and had to wear glasses, you will remember that you had two choices. You want them in gray or tan? Pick. Those were my glasses choices back then. So I had this wannabe Luke Skywalker haircut. That's what this is. Huge, bad, I wish they were Elton John, but they weren't Elton John glasses. And this is pretty much to scale what I looked like as a kid growing up in Florida. These would have been corduroy pants, corduroys, and there would have been little stitches where my mom had to keep letting out the hem, and still they were too high. And then these would have been, you know, bad, you know, Faba track sneakers. Okay, so I was the kid who loved to write and draw. My teacher would be in the front of the classroom. I remember my fifth grade teacher, Mr. Strasburger. Mr. Strasburger was his name. And he'd be in the front of the class, talk, walk, 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 walk. And I'd be in the back of the class. Walk, 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 walk. Always drawing. Always had my head in the clouds. I was that kid that was always daydreaming. And definitely, one of the things I loved to draw was a little-known film that had come out called Star Wars. I loved Star Wars. I loved Star Wars because here's this interesting thing. If you rewind back in time, when Star Wars came out in 1977, if you're a giant nerd like me, you'll know that the toys didn't come out till the following year. They missed the jump on it. It wasn't the way it is now. We're like, see the movie, get the Happy Meal, buy the toys. No, it wasn't like that then. So you had a movie come out, and then the following year, all these toys came out. And then for like 100 years, it never existed on video. You couldn't hit a button and watch it. You couldn't go to the store and buy it. It wasn't until the middle of the 80s that you could get it on VHS. And if you don't know what a VHS tape is, imagine a box about this big with a movie on it, and you put in this giant machine, and it would just eat the tape. And then that was the end, and you'd play with that tracking button, and it never worked. It never looked good. So it was many, many years. So for me, Star Wars was really almost less about this movie and all about these toys that I loved playing with and these art books that my parents had bought for me that I would copy drawings out of. So I would copy drawings of X-Wing fighters, and I would always draw the big battle. You know, this is what, when my teacher was talking in class, I was, you know, busy drawing this. Dun, 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 right? Star. My teacher's up, you know, he's all like, in math, if we carry the one and we burn it down, and I'm all like, drawing this. Or there's the really easy TIE fighter. Like, if you're just learning how to draw Star Wars, a circle, a line, and two other lines, TIE fighter, right? X-Wings, a little harder. This is what my childhood consisted of. I loved drawing this stuff. So imagine my surprise about this time last year. I'm in my studio in Amherst working, and the phone rings. right? And I look at the caller ID, and it says Lucasfilm. And it's like, just laying on the floor, just like this, looking at the phone, and it still says Lucasfilm. And I'm like, I better answer. So I answer, and this woman tells me, we're huge fans of your work. Okay, so that in of itself is crazy, right? Like, I'm making kids' books. They don't care what I do. They're making giant movies. It's a huge empire now. We would love for you to retell the original Star Wars trilogy in a picture book. That's all we want you to do. I'm like, do I have to do the art? No. Just write it and put it together for us. We want to use the art of a man named Ralph McQuarrie. Now, Ralph was a guy that worked with George in the 70s. He did pictures of the lunar landing in the late 60s and early 70s. And George hired him to draw and paint pictures of this crazy movie that he was working on. Now, what fascinates me as a person who makes books for young readers is that we're rewinding back in a time to when this ginormous film franchise only existed in words and in pictures. It was a screenplay that George had written, and then these beautiful, unbelievable paintings done by a man named Ralph McQuarrie. There is no computer used here. This is all gouache and acrylic paint. So I was absolutely blown away to come back to this thing that it had such an impact on me and helped me to become an author and illustrator. So I got to go out to the ranch, which is, if you're a good nerd, I have seen heaven. I got to go in there for like, what, an hour, Seal? And it was like, this is it. This is what happened. So I'm like, well, maybe I can make this book. I mean, I'll see. My schedule's real busy and all. I got a lot to do. Maybe if I came out and looked at the artwork, then maybe I can make my decision then. And they're like, come on out. So I was there the next day, of course. I'm outside right now. I never left. You mean come in? So I came out, they took us to this giant room. It was a little bit bigger than this, but not much. And they're like, we have all the artwork here that Ralph did for George. Come take a look. And then I look past the art, and there on shelves that you could buy at Lowe's or Home Depot's is every model, every puppet, every costume that you can imagine from Star Wars. So I was like, oh yeah, that's cool, you guys got art. Oh my gosh, there's R2-D2. Like, I was gone. I touched everything. I'm like, I'm gonna touch it until they tell me to stop touching. I'm like, look, it's the Wampa. Oh, it's fur so soft. And I remember, oh, look, there's that. You know, so it was an unbelievable experience to come and play in their playground and get a chance to retell this story. Now, to take three films and squish them down into 64 pages takes a little bit of work. It's almost as if someone took three jigsaw puzzles and poured all the pieces on the table and said, make one image. You don't have to use every piece, but try to make something cool. So I focused mostly and solely on Luke Skywalker, the protagonist of Star Wars. What's a protagonist? Can anyone tell me what a protagonist is? What is a protagonist? No one? You're at a book festival and no one can? In the back, yes. It's the main character, yes, yes. Protagonist is usually the main character, usually the character that changes the most from the beginning of the story to the end of the story. And so I kept this focus solely on Luke, mostly because we didn't have much page room, but also because as a kid and as an adult, I loved Luke's story. There's a couple things about Luke's story that are interesting. He starts off, obviously, as this like farm boy, right, in this total like podunk Dust Bowl town, and then he becomes the greatest knight in the galaxy. And that's really interesting and special. What I actually like as I came back now as a storyteller and a person who has read a lot of books and stories from when the film first came out to now, actually what I noticed about Luke is that he shares a lot of traits with other famous protagonists protagonists like Harry Potter or, say, Cinderella. Luke starts out as an orphan, right? He's raised by his aunt and uncle on Tatooine, right, where he wants to go get power converters. And then, unlike some of those characters, Luke finds a sister he never knew, finds out who his father is, and redeems the old man before he kicks off, which is unbelievable. That, to me, was a more interesting story, a story of family, a story of hurt, and then a story of healing and mending of that family. And I would argue that Luke also finds a brother in Han Solo. So that was kind of the angle I went for in telling this version. Star Wars has many themes in it, but that one I felt, if I'm going to sit down with my daughter and read to her this book, that is the theme I think she would get something out of and I would get something out of. So I'd actually like to read a little bit. If you guys up for hearing a little bit of this? All right, I'm going to actually need some help. I'm not going to read the whole thing because we'll be here until Tuesday, but I want to read one of my favorite scenes, and I'm going to need some help. So what I need is, who here does a really good Darth Vader? And you don't have to be young. You could be an adult Darth Vader, too. I want to hear your Darth Vader. Who does a good Darth Vader? You do. Let me see what you're... Let me hear your Darth Vader. I want to hold auditions here. How's your Darth Vader?
I actually forgot.
Any other Darth Vader? Can you do a good Darth Vader? Let's hear your Darth Vader. You got... Oh, yeah. Darth Vader wouldn't chew gum. It gets stuck in that little face grill. Good. And how's his voice sound? Can you do his voice? That's good. That's good.
Jumper. I can't get low enough. So
that's still pretty good. And you're a good reader? Are you a good reader?
Yeah.
Okay. And what's your name?
Aiden.
Aiden, you want to come up and help me read? You can read the part of Darth Vader.
Yeah.
All right. Let's get up for Aiden. He's going to read Darth Vader. All right. I also need someone to read the part of Princess Leia. Who here? Could be anyone. Are you good? You can do a good Princess Leia. Just give me a help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope. Let's hear it. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. Okay. You're my only hope.
Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
That's good. She's less damsel in distress. She is a little more. She's strong. She's powerful. Yeah. Try it again.
So like this?
Try it.
Okay. Help me, Obi-Wan Kenobi. You're my only hope.
That's better. What's your name?
Michaela.
Michaela, come on up. You're going to be our Princess Leia. All right. Come on up. All right. I need a Luke Skywalker. Who here can whine really, really well? Who's good at whining? Anyone? Any Luke Skywalkers here? Yes, you're good Luke Skywalkers here. Let's hear your Luke Skywalker. What's your name?
Alex.
How you doing, Alex?
Good.
Are you a good reader?
Yes.
Good. Can you do Luke Skywalker? Say, I want to go to the Tashi station and pick up power converters. Power converters. Good. Come on up. You're going to be our Luke Skywalker. And last but not least, I need someone who can do really good sound effects with their mouths, like that dude in Police Academy. I need someone that can do like the lightsaber sounds. You know, the vroom, vroom, vroom. Who can do that? Come on, someone can do that. This is your time to shine. You think you can do lightsaber sounds?
Yeah.
You wanna do it? Let's hear it.
Okay.
That's a hum. That's like, give me like lightsabers, like really give me the sound. That's kind of what my heater sounds like right now. Give me a good, like, really good, like, you know, lightsaber sounds.
Doesn't sound like anything.
Oh, okay. Who else can do a lightsaber sound? Anyone else? Who else can do? Oh, come on. I know a big kid in the audience. Oh, let's see. Let's hear your lightsaber sounds. Goes untight. Do you? Anybody else? No one? I'm going to be the one doing the lightsaber sounds. I see. Okay. All right. Good. All right, guys. You can do it too? You can do Darth Vader and lightsaber sounds. Let me hear lightsaber sounds. Pretty good. Now make it when they hit something. That's my man. That's it right there. That's my lightsaber sound. All right, guys. There's highlights. I will point to you when you read your part. Okay? We're going to read this part. We're going to read this part. And I will be the narrator. So I'll read the text that's in white. And you guys are going to... I'll point to you when it's your turn, okay?
How do you know which one's which?
I will say, Leia, this is your turn. Okay. Got it? So you're Leia. You're Darth. You're Luke.
I'm good at whining.
You're good at whining. So am I. My wife reminds me of that all the time. Okay. So we're going to start where Luke is in the middle of Empire Strikes Back. He's in Cloud City. He's had visions. Visions of his friends. And they're in pain. Remember that? They're in pain. And does he listen to Yoda? No. Because he whines and he just has to have his way. So he's going to go rescue his friends. After racing to Cloud City, Luke sat down on an abandoned landing platform. Uneasy, he searched for the city's corridors for his friends. He caught a glimpse of Leia and Chewie being escorted by a squad of Imperial stormtroopers. A firefight broke out. Leia said, in the big orange letters.
Oh. Luke, don't. It's a trap.
Leia yelled. You want to try it again? She yells. She's like, oh. You want to try it again? Go for it again.
Luke, don't. It's a trap.
There you go. Now you're talking, Leia yelled. As she was carried off, Luke bolted after her, but the stormtroopers and their prisoners had disappeared. Darth Vader stood in the shadows.
The Force is with you, young Skywalker, but you're not a Jedi yet.
Nice. Good. Good. You do it too. The lightsaber sounds.
Wait,
we're here now. So just do lightsaber sounds. Good. Glowing lightsabers crackled as they clash. Luke battled the Dark Lord in the dimly lit bowels of Cloud City. This is you, Darth. Go. Right here. Right here.
Wait, what's that?
But this is a creepy hug, okay? So you ready? Okay, go. Yeah.
Now you will embrace the dark side.
Vader gloated as they dueled.
The Emperor will complete your training.
Luke said,
I'll die first.
No, he whines.
I'll die first.
Luke remained calm as Yoda had taught him. Angry, Vader used the dark power of the Force to lift and hurl tools and other heavy objects at Luke, who quickly became battered and bruised. This is you, Darth.
You are beaten. It is useless to resist.
Said Vader.
Join me, or join Obi-Wan in death.
Ooh. He slashed at Luke with his lightsaber, driving him onto a gantry that extended into the gigantic reactor shaft in the center of the city. Shaking with fear, Luke accused the Dark Lord of striking down his father.
No,
replied Vader. I am your father. Psych! Thank you, guys. You guys were great. Here you go. I have a set of signed postcards, courtesy of our friends from Walt Disney and Lucasfilm. They're signed, so when you sell them on eBay later, you get an extra 50 cents for them. There you go, Darth Vader. Let's give it up for our fantastic readers. Boston, I had a great time. I'll come and see you guys again soon. Have a great weekend. Take care. Thank you.